get a cup of coffee? Black. Can't you see we talking? White.
Hot. Ah, yes.
I thought we were swapping. I was going to do the hot this time and you were going to do the coffee.
God, it's what a week apart does, doesn't it?
Ten days, mate. It's been a while. It's we haven't heard that intro for a while.
Hot coffee.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back, Carl.
You smell that. Smell the coffee.
Beautiful aroma of coffee. I don't know what coffee smells like, but...
We're still here, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure as hell tells.
Welcome to Hot Coffee, the podcast with myself, Carl Travaglini, and you...
Samuel Thomas McGinn. As we learnt last week, my middle name.
Beautiful.
Episode 7.
Oh.
Episode 7, run sheet 12.
Go figure.
Not sure. Well, never good at math.
Mate, we're back in the studio. I've missed you.
It's been a 10-day hiatus.
I genuinely, mate, I missed you. For those who haven't seemed to caught up, I've moved downstairs in the building where we work here, in the radio station. I now work in agency sales.
Demotion from level 2 to 1.
That is correct.
It's not a demotion at all, though.
That means I no longer can swivel my chair around and can see you.
Talk about hot coffee. Now our actual manager's listening to this podcast. Yeah. We don't do that all the time.
And now you're up a little bit up shit creek.
I've still got it. Yeah,
so you're still there, so go figure that one.
That happens.
But exactly right.
How have you been going downstairs? Have you been able to handle the low to medium pressure situations? Or
it's tough, mate, because you know what? There is no low to medium pressure situations down there. It's all high. And for anyone who knows me and Sam here, you know that I crack. Mm. I crack so hard under pressure. It is tough, mate. I won't lie to you. I've got to give credit to the fellas, the guys and girls down there. They work hard.
The kettle's always boiling downstairs.
100%, mate. Yeah. So it's been really hard. So I'll be interested to see how this episode goes down, mate.
If you say that, maybe you could apply for the general manager's role that's just opened up. You're just slowly working your way up.
Yeah, that's it. If only it was on a maternity contract.
Yeah, then that's your cup of tea.
I'd love to know how many maternity contracts. What's the Guinness World Record of holding maternity contracts?
Because you're on your way.
We'll look into that. What else has happened? We got to let everyone know. We met Mario.
Mario.
Yeah.
That was the actual Charles audio from the YouTube video.
He was here for Comic-Con.
And you were actually extremely excited. And I kind of walked past him. I just thought it was an old man wearing a Mario shirt.
Growing up, I was a Nintendo fan. I had a Nintendo 64, Game Boys, all of that. Mario Kart, Super Mario. I loved him. I was genuinely starstruck for that.
You loved him or Mario?
Mario. He voices Mario. Yeah, and so without him, there is no Mario. Mario sounds a lot different.
I wonder if he's been up too much. Has he been living off the old Mario Luigi thing for 20-odd years?
Oh, I reckon he's been a lot longer.
Good on him.
I reckon he's held that one. We do exactly the same thing. That's right.
Jeez.
But that's it from what I've been up to, that we've been up to together. But you, on the other hand, you're a champion.
I am. I have not been in a grand final in years. And
that all changed.
It all changed last Friday when I partook. What is that the word? Partake?
Yeah.
Partaken?
Partake.
Partooken?
No.
I partook in the old media agency dodgeball competition.
Justin! I love you!
I love you too!
Joni loves Chachi!
Strong!
We represented SCA, and that ended up being, I think there's 7 on the team. From a building of 100, we managed to get 3 on the court. Or field, or pitch, or
and there was a specific rule. You needed 2 girls and 3 blokes on the pitch at all times. And you got 0.
And there was about 9 or 10 games. I'm still sore at the moment. I'm hurting in places I've never hurt before.
But you're a winner. You're a champion. I'm a winner. You ultimately took out the whole prize.
And we had to find girls to help us out from other agency. Actually, in the final...
You would have struggled.
Oh, massively.
Talking to a girl.
I let Courtney do all the talking.
Shout out to the big fella.
Yeah, no, but it ended up working out really well, and we ended up having 3 different companies in the final representing us, so thanks. Shout out to whoever they were. Don't know which ones.
Easily they are forgotten.
We're not going to be taking them on the...
You want a $500 left bank voucher?
Yeah.
Mate, do we just win, like, restaurant vouchers after restaurant vouchers?
I feel like that's all the contrary agreements that media have.
Where is our friends voucher? That's what I'm getting at.
So collectively, we've got $750 to spend.
at participating restaurants.
We constantly forget that we've got the Friends restaurant. Unless it's the podcast.
Yeah, so that's right. We need to write that down.
I might. Yeah, I'll write it down now. I'm still struggling from dodgeball though. I've actually had issues wiping on the toilet.
A hemorrhoid, you reckon?
No, just a really sore back. Every time I turn around, I cramp up.
Oh
just,
no!
Just under the underarm there.
Oh no, yeah, that's ugly. Good.
So I've been going left side.
Wowee.
Difficult. It brought me back to the time when I was about 8 years old when I broke my right arm, which is my main arm, and I always had to wipe with my left, and it's harder than you think.
It's shit, huh?
It's shit.
Okay.
Moving on.
Let's get into it. Sweat the small stuff, big fella.
That's almost a sweatable offense.
I was trying to find a little segue in there, but I ended up with a better pun, so it worked out fine. Yeah. Sweat the small stuff. People who don't know, we think in life you come across a lot of problems and people say,
don't sweat the small stuff.
Yeah, don't sweat it.
We're all about sweating the small stuff.
Jesus. How wrong those people could be. We're here to tell you about little things that possibly could slip through the cracks and you should worry about them.
Absolutely.
Do you want to go first, mate?
I'll hit this hard because I actually experienced this morning.
All right.
I want to stress this straight off the bat.
All right.
Pedestrians.
Already. Are you in a car? You're in a car.
I'm in a car. So this is on the way to work this morning.
Jeez.
So the ones who press the button, I experienced two pedestrian crossings on the way to work.
Only two.
Oh yeah, I'm halfway on the freeway though most of the time. So, but yeah, the pedestrians who press the button at the pedestrian crossing, but decide to walk before that little man.
Oh, and it slows down the light.
Goes green. So you get stuck. You get stuck at the traffic light, right? And there's no one to walk past.
Yeah, you're just sitting there, and you're infuriated. You're literally going, "What is going on?"
Especially when they walk past your window afterwards, and they can't see you.
They don't care.
Their phones in, looking at your phone.
But you know what? We've all done it. I've done it, even when we're out of the car. When you're in the car, it is shit.
Yes.
And it's put up. It gives you an extra bloody 5 minutes to get to work. And when you're traveling and you need to be here by 8:30 and you've slept into a bloody quarter two, gee, there's problems.
We kind of do push our sleeping time in the morning, don't we?
That's right.
What have you got, mate? Oh, actually, speaking of which, they've now got pedestrians. That's a good name for it, actually. Female pedestrian lights in Victoria. They're trialling that. Did you see that in the news?
I did see that.
Could be old news, but
it is a little bit old news, but it's not a bad name. What do you call it? Pedestrian.
Pedestrians.
Pedestrian sign.
Pedestrian lights.
Pedestrian sign.
Yeah, Victorian main roads.
I saw that. Look, we're not a political podcast, we're all, PC.
We're all about equality also.
Whatever. But I really think there's some things that are just...
That's pushing it.
Come on.
I wonder how much it costs.
Really?
They probably talked about that, but I didn't
check. I get it. You can identify as whoever you want. That's fine. I've got no problem
Absolutely.
With that.
Yep.
But I think some things are so minimalistic that really,
it,
a woman having to sign crossing the road. Oh, come on.
And usually we don't call them man walking or whatever. No, we call them pedestrian walking.
Okay. You're classified as everyone.
Yeah.
If anything, the bloke signs on there because then if you get hit, you blame the man, which is an unusual.
Hang on.
The bloke getting blamed.
Yeah, exactly. I might pull them up on this also. Yeah. They turn women with dresses, don't they? They put dresses on them.
That's right.
Not all women wear dresses. There's another can of worms.
That's right. And the bloke sign doesn't have any clothing at all.
We're not naked.
Let's turn that back on them.
Exactly.
Oh.
Be a bit of bedtime banter there. Why do we wear clothes? That's for later.
My sweat the small stuff. Let's jump back in the car.
Ooh.
Oh, totally not planned. Let's jump back in the car.
Let's do a road trip.
Listening to the radio where we work, songs that have sirens in them.
Mate, I'm on the olden floor. Well, I don't think we have sirens in our songs.
Songs that have sirens in them, they should not be allowed to be played on the radio, like police sirens.
Oh, because that gets you a bit nervous, doesn't it?
The amount of times. Have a listen to this.
Dirty, bad boy. Nelly, Diddy, Murphy, Lee. This is history, baby.
You get that?
I get that.
Wouldn't
I turned around.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that, absolutely.
That's crazy. Like, are you kidding? That song there came on the radio. I was driving the other day. Freaked out.
And you are a bit of a lawbreaker. And,
in what way, mate? Anyway, going back to what I said. And you know when you're with the cops, right?
Yep.
And you're with the cops.
Unless you're in the back, yeah.
And you know when you do like a random breath test or something like that, or a police car's in sight, you shit yourself even though you've done nothing wrong. It's human nature. Something comes over you.
I go through a checkout at the grocery store and I'm like, oh, have I stolen something?
You haven't stolen anything, but it's human nature. Something comes over you, a sense of security of like, oh my God.
Yep.
So that there, hearing that, I was like, oh man, I nearly caused a problem on the road.
You probably, you were already preempting the sirens. You like,
that's right, I was preempting the sirens.
Oh well, that's classic. That's a good start to the show, mate.
It's my sweat the small stuff, to be honest.
We sweated hard over that, didn't we?
Yeah, so we need to come up with more ideas to make ourselves not sweat. And the only way we do that is...
Seth simply suggests... Better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
Still gives me goosebumps.
Sam simply suggests.
Pretty much, I have a locked app in my phone. I tend to have ideas when I'm intoxicated or, just intoxicated. and these ideas come to me and they're million-dollar ideas at the time.
Yeah.
And the next morning they're usually useless, but it's good to have you rating them and let me know where we can go and even the listeners can get in on the action.
That's right. Last week we had a corker from you, and we had a lot of responses with that.
Well, I can't remember what it was.
With the ATM, the X Factor ATM.
You know what? I told my dad about this the next day, and he hated it.
Hated it?
Because he's old.
No, but it's a money-making thing, mate. That's a TV show.
Yes, people. An ATM is a money-making thing.
Well played. That's a great, I thought that was, I still think that's one, that is your best for sure. Hands down. It's going to take a lot to beat that.
I could let you down here though. I don't think I'm going to beat it today.
Jeez, we've had it all. Urinal cakes, everything edible, like that.
Edible
yuck. All right, come
like
on.
Our edible Mars bar slice.
Which is very good. So don't you put that in the same category.
All right, I'll hear you. I've actually got two. I've got two, but this one was more of a, I'm going back to sweat the small stuff.
What do you mean?
Well, because this idea was a suggestion, but then I realized it already existed. But then I thought, hang on, I could roast someone in this segment.
Okay.
A silent kettle. I didn't think they existed, but I know my parents need it desperately. Do you think silent kettles exist?
I think they do exist.
Yeah, I Googled it just about 5 minutes ago and they exist. But I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But my parents, every night between...
So wait, is this like a roasting
or is this
an idea segment? Because I don't know where this is lapping
up. I don't know. It's a kettle boiling. I don't know.
What is going on?
All right, I'll get to the actual idea I came up with.
Okay.
Can I just shout out Mum and Dad? Between bloody ABC News at 7 and Australian Story at 7:30, can you not put the kettle on 8 times? Just communicate with each other and... Put it on once, and then we're all good. I have to keep turning subtitles on the
teletext.
The TV.
Oh God!
And it's always delayed by 20 seconds.
Oh
you don't know what
God! Is. No way!
All right. Anyway, I've got.
What is the idea?
Yeah, sorry.
The actual part of this.
All right.
Okay.
Raining Music Festival. So I came up with this at GTM last year, Grooving the Moo.
Okay.
And it was pissing down. Right. Everyone likes. It's a combination. You know, how everyone likes listening to music in the
Hold
shower.
Hold up.
Uh oh.
What happened to the kettle?
Oh, well, it exists.
It was just a rant.
I just wanted to roast my parents.
It was just a little rant there. Yeah, God, yeah, yeah. All right.
You already ding-danged it. So
do you want me to play the opener again and maybe we can start this segment over again?
All right, let's do the opener.
Seth simply suggests better than all the rest. Better than anyone.
All right, Sam simply suggests, pretty much.
We know what it is.
Oh, hi, Carl. How are you going? We haven't talked about this yet, so let's have a go. How about this, mate? Imagine this. Ready?
All right.
Three words.
Raining Music Festival.
Oh, yeah. All right, get this. Everyone likes to listen to music in the shower.
Yeah.
Boom. That's a tick. How good are those moments at festivals when it starts pissing down and you're just lapping it up. How good?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
When's the last time you went to a festival? Like 30 years ago?
What is this roast segment you've got going on during Sam Simply Suggests?
Mate, my name's in the title. I'll do what I want. All right? So how about, give me a second, how about an artificial rain festival?
All right,
maybe
yeah,
in a warehouse.
I get it.
So it's just constantly raining on you.
That's it.
No phones allowed. And I'm an environmentally friendly person.
What have you got to stand some? They're waterproof.
Oh, okay. Or a life-proof case.
A GoPro.
Yep. Okay, you can bring that stuff in. But I'm all about environmentally friendly initiatives too. So I thought about recycling the water like you do at a pool.
Yeah.
But there could be issues there with
concrete,
what goes into that water, all the germs and stuff. So maybe free vaccine jabs at the festival to not get you sick, but you can still have a good time in the water. Nah, it's not good, is it?
Glad you said it. Jesus.
Remember when these ideas come to my mind, all right?
Look.
I don't like saying them back.
I don't like saying them back. Nah, I don't like it. I don't know, mate. What are you just going to pull the hose on everyone and just keep them dancing?
That's not a bad idea.
Just hold a hose out.
Think about it when you were a kid and you just had the hose on the clothesline.
Yeah, but you're outside and you're 5 years old.
All right, I've just ripped that up. It's done.
Good. We're never seeing that one again.
Oh, it's staying in the folder. We just won't use it.
Jesus. Anyway.
What a hard act to follow, that one.
Well, we do have an act, and it's got a name now.
I'm so happy with this name.
It's called Lyrical Ring-a-ling-a-ding-ding.
No, Lyrical Ring-a-ling-ding-ding.
Oh.
I had to spend a lot of time on that, mate. Come on.
Yeah, I can tell. Right. Not much work to be done.
Salt thrown.
Oh, if you haven't heard about this one, it's where we've got a wheel that we found in the mixed prize cupboard here where we work. Yeah. We give it a spin, and on there is names of places to call, and also on there is songs, and we can only talk in the song lyrics. The aim of this game is to see how far we can get in solely using song lyrics. It's my turn today, so...
And so far, you are kicking my ass, because I got to like the fourth line of... whatever his name was, that really annoying
Rick Astley. Never going to give you up. Whatever. But there's a host of all sorts of different songs on there. I want you, give it a spin. Give it a spin. Let's do this.
We're not sure exactly what's going to
line
up.
Yeah, we can't say. Yeah, we can't say place or lyrics first, but
we'll
go.
Find out.
Hey, don't touch it.
Oh, sorry.
Because that makes it, that could alter where I'm going.
It could go down for a long time. Oh.
Okay, what is that?
Celine Dion. My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, classic. Definitely a Celine fan.
Are we hitting it up again?
Yeah, give it a spin.
If it doesn't land on a place or a person.
I'm screwed. Okay, just spin it. We really need to fix that.
Oh, that's a good sign. It's on the black.
Fish and chip shop.
Yes.
You're kidding me.
I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but you know what, Carl, I'll give you something. You've got away with words, so I have full faith in you.
Okay, Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On at a fish and chip shop.
Have you got a plan?
No.
Are you going to treat the fish like your love or the person?
Let's see how this goes.
Bethany Snapper.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Hey, good, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I just wanted to place an order of fish and chips, if that's all right.
Yeah, for sure. What would you like?
Oh, I'm unsure because, believe it or not, every night in my dreams, I see you and I feel you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no, I never know Snapper or Dim Sum or Chico Roll, so, and that is how you know. Every time I think about it, I go on.
Okay, so what are you having?
I'm not too sure. Whereabouts are you guys?
Actually, this is Swanee Fish and Chips.
Oh, Swanee's, yeah, far across the distance. A few spaces between us, I guess.
Yeah, where better you are?
Yeah, I'm down in Morley. You've come to show, you know you got to go on.
you better just get an Uber call.
Uber? Yeah. Yeah. Mate, you can pick up an Uber near, far, wherever you are.
Yep, you can.
You know? And I believe the heart does go on.
Yeah.
you have a lot of customers there?
Yep, I am, actually.
Are you quite flat out?
Yep, I am.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it, because, you know, once more you open the door and you're in my heart will go on, you know? And on. Yeah, fish and chips, mate. It could touch us one time.
Yeah, so you're going to come pick it up, are you?
Yeah. Do you pick up?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
How long does an order go for? It doesn't last a lifetime, does it?
10 minutes, buddy.
Yeah.
Time you get it, be ready.
Yeah, never let it go till we're gone, all right?
Okay, so you just want the fish and chips, eh?
Yeah, you got a... What's the specials there for dinner? You got a dinner special?
Yeah, it's just $10 for hake and chips.
Gee, love was when I loved you, hey?
So just have one of them?
Yeah, one true time, I hold you.
Okay, buddy. I'll be ready in 10 minutes.
Nah, in my life will always go on, you know? I'm not too sure because there's always decisions to be made, I guess.
Okay, buddy. I'll see you.
Do I get a chicken salt?
Yeah, you can have whatever you want.
Well, I'm unsure if you said you can hold it for 10 minutes because near, far, wherever you are, you guys are there in Swannies. I believe that the heart does go on.
Okay. Mate, I've got to go because I'm pretty busy.
Yeah, no worries.
I'll see you soon.
Once more, you open the door. Cheers.
Hey, Trav, you've delivered again.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy.
I wonder if there's going to be any actual fish and chips waiting for me there. I didn't really get it through that I didn't want to order that.
He didn't take your name or number, so hopefully we're in the clear.
Oh,
but
God.
Hopefully they can...
Is that a point? I surely get a point. I don't know. 100%. I can't blow my own horn. That's
Oh, sucked. You know what? I'm going to make a decision here. 10 points.
Oh, great.
But I got 100 for last week.
Of course you did.
All right, it's time to move on, I think.
What? Now, I'm scared about this.
This is the one good thing about being on different floors. You have no idea what I've been up to.
You know, like, I'm not sure about anything now because now that we've gone away from each other, you can get up to some stuff while I actually have to work.
Whoa.
You want to roast in this podcast? I'll hit you straight back.
I did this last night after hours.
Did you?
And at lunch today. That's why
I take it back.
Maybe had an extended lunch break. But that's all right. That's okay.
Shock.
But it was supposed to be called Sam's Cat Game.
Okay, you've got an opener here. Do you want me to play it?
Yes. I need to explain it first.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sam's Cat Game.
Sam's Cat Game.
Okay.
All right. I lied. This is all a lie. You remember last episode or two episodes ago where you made me a beautiful farewell
You wrote me
song?
A song.
I did.
You wrote me a song.
We wrote you a song. Oh, it's not we. Yeah, it's me. A couple of the guys got... You know what? You didn't expect this from me because I'm not one to go out of my way. One, I don't have a voice. Yeah. Two, I can't be bothered. And three, creative juices don't really flow with music for me. So one of the guys here kind of got the ball rolling and he had a song that you know the Chainsmokers? Chainsmokers Coldplay?
Yeah.
And I didn't like that song.
So I don't really like that song.
Oh, okay. That's good because we binned it.
Okay, good. Oh, I don't like that song that much. Oh, I don't like the Chainsmokers at all.
No, but you like Coldplay.
I love Coldplay. Coldplay, great. Yeah. Chris Martin makes that song, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the only reason I kind of enjoy it. But actually, in terms of the Chainsmokers on a whole, hate it.
So we originally chose that song and then we realized I couldn't sing. So we've swapped it up a little bit.
That's a powerful song.
We've swapped it up a little bit.
Okay, so you want me to press play on this?
Give it a listen, mate.
Okay.
I might record your reaction because I just feel like I just don't know how I don't. It's so bad, it's good. I think.
Okay. We'll record it and we'll chuck it up on our Instagram and Twitter, and we'll see how.
And now we've got Facebook at Hot Coffee Pod.
And now we've got Facebook. Yay! This is.
You hate Facebook, don't you?
This is. I've got no idea what's happening here. All right, are you recording?
Neither do I, mate.
You recording?
Yep.
Okay. This is your song. That you wrote for me.
Come on, big fella, you tired, big fella. One week and now you wanna quit, big fella. You're not a worker. I can see it in your eyes, big fella. You struggling, big fella, you're gonna fall. Sit down, you tired, big fella.
Hang on. on, whoa. I'm not feeling it. Let's try it. Let's try something else. This is a song about the greatest and best bloke in the world. K-Trav. Long time ago, me and my brother Carl here. We was pondering about a potential radio show. All of a sudden, there shined our 4-foot manager sitting at his desk. And he said, make the best podcast in Perth, or I'll leave this earth. Well, me and Carl, we looked at each other and we each said, okay. And we exchanged the first thought that came to our heads. Just so happened to be the best part in the world. It was the best part in the world. Listen to our voices, it's easy to see. Sam and Carl together make hot coffee. It was hot coffee. Once every 1 or 2 weeks or so, when the mics turn on, our faces they glow and our mouths stay uh-oh. Needless to say, our manager was stunned, but he doesn't show emotion, and the day was done. He asked us, be you cowards? And we said, nay, we are Hot Coffee Pod.
Is that, do I need to go for longer?
Oh my god! You absolutely obliterated my song!
Two of your favourite songs now.
That
no
is
longer
amazing! Oh, that is nice. Hands down incredible!
Where would we?
That is. Let's stop it right here. It's not getting any better than that.
How bad's my voice?
Mate, that was fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Carl. Thanks,
that was
Carl.
Unbelievable.
Oh, thank you so much. Where would we be without Zach in there?
That
the
is,
audio produced.
Oh, my. That is unbelievable.
Thanks, mate. I feel like what you gave to me was almost unbeatable, and I hopefully
no,
almost
you've,
mashed
you've
it.
No, you've smashed it out of the park. That is unbelievable, mate. That is so good.
Oh, good, mate.
We'll put that reaction up on Facebook. Sam's got me there. We'll put on all our socials.
You went a bit red, almost.
I was just so taken back, mate. That is so funny.
Did you think it was going to be a game, or did you? Think
I thought it was. I didn't know what it was going to
be.
Good.
Oh, sweet.
I had no idea what it was going to be.
And it all came together real well this afternoon. So thanks, Zach.
That is. Cool. Wow, I'm actually speechless. That is so good, man.
Thanks, mate.
Well,
I'm glad I could help.
Chuck that on our demo reel. That's getting us a job anyway.
Maybe we could do a mashup with yours.
Let's make an album.
Let's make
a hot coffee charity album for Christmas time.
I'll stick to backing vocals.
Gee, that's pretty good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, but that's got me all worked up. I think I'm ready to go to bed. Hi, Sam.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Thanks, buddy.
Or do. I don't care.
Whatever.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah?
Why are tennis balls the same colour as bushes? Is it just a well-played sales strategy by tennis ball companies?
What? They're the same colour as...
So they keep losing them? Wilson just...
Well, hey, Sam. That was so bad. Sam.
What?
If a word is misspelled in the dictionary, how would anyone know?
Oh, they check another dictionary. Oh, and then we're all. Shit. Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Do you think a thief's favourite website is realestate.com.au? They just scope out homeowners, floor plans, and photos, and they go, boom. I see where that box of jewelry is. Cheers. That's pretty smart.
Sam.
Give me that one.
Do Siamese twins pay for one ticket at the movies or two?
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Do you think when fish break up with each other, they say, don't worry, there's plenty of human on the land? Do they even know what we are?
You can't go twice again.
Sorry. I keep breaking the rules, the bedtime rules. Mom.
Sam.
Yes, son.
Are eyebrows considered facial hair?
Oh, then I've got facial hair. Yes. All right, now a serious question. You should know the answer to this one.
Mm-hmm.
Can a short person talk down to a taller person? Oh, that's heightest. Sorry.
I'm not even that small.
Yeah, we're about the same height.
Oh, can I get, yeah, I do. Heavy. This one's heavy. I feel like the music's going
to
make it.
It's a good time to put a heavy one in at the end.
Why do we call it a pair of pants when there's only one?
Yeah, listen, that's been buggering me for
a long time.
23 years.
Yeah, that's a heavy one.
Yeah, wow.
Ah.
We should end the show.
Yep.
Are you tearing up?
Yeah. Mate, that's it. That's episode 7, done and dusted.
7?
Yes.
We're on to the second hand. Oh, we were on 6 also, but unless you got 6 fingers on a hand.
We're done.
And dusted.
We're nearly there. Nearly at the 10 eps Game of Thrones season done.
And then we're on to the six seasons in a movie.
That's right. Community. Someone always gets knocked off, someone severe, someone main in Game of Thrones. There's which only, one of us is going?
Shogunut.
Oh, well.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thank you. And if you're anywhere near Swanee's Fish and Chips, give those guys a yell because...
Go pick up Carl's order.
Yeah, they were really good blokes about all of that, so we appreciate it. There's probably some dim sums and that on hold for me. So...
I really hope they didn't cook any, otherwise we're in strife.
Anyway...
they got to eat too.
Follow us on all your socials, as we always say, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Subscribe to us. Leave a review. Like any of our pictures across any of the things.
Leave a comment.
Do all of that.
Love or hate.
And we'll see you in the next ep.
Episode 8. That's my favourite number. I'm going to have a good ep. I'm excited. Thanks, Carl. Thanks so much.
No worries, mate.